Hello, Jeff Cook from Back to the Bars. Hope you're listening still. It is Powerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, in town today, and she has announced the historic filing of a groundbreaking lawsuit against PepsiCo for harming the public and the environment with its single-use plastic packaging. The Attorney General's office found that single-use plastic produced by PepsiCo contributes significantly, 17%, to high levels of plastic pollution along the Buffalo River, pollution that is contaminating drinking water and harming wildlife. So let's see, the other 83 perpetrators get off scot-free, apparently. The lawsuit alleges PepsiCo, which employs 10,000 New Yorkers, substantially causes harm in Buffalo, has failed to warn you about the potential health and environmental risks of its single-use plastic packaging, and misleads you and the rest of the public about its efforts to combat plastic pollution. Let me get to the good stuff here. PepsiCo is headquartered in New York State, where, again, it employs 10,000 people, manufactures, produces, and packages at least 85 different beverage brands and 25 snack food brands that predominantly come in single-use plastic containers. Of the over 1,900 pieces of plastic trash collected with an identifiable brand, over 17%. That means well under half. In fact, it means 83% were not produced by PepsiCo, but PepsiCo's plastic packaging far exceeded any other source of identifiable plastic waste along the river. And if I was PepsiCo, I would just be on the phone right now with Kathy Hochul saying, "Hey, Governor, you better get your dog off the leash here, or put your dog back on the leash, because if you keep this nonsense up, we are taking our 10,000 jobs and we're going to Florida, we're going to Texas, we're going to a business-friendly state. You want to play this game? We can play it too. And good luck getting 0% of 0% on payroll taxes, corporate taxes, corporate filings, etc. Have fun with that, New York State. That's what I'd do. I'd play hardball if I was PepsiCo. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And what's really funny is just a few years ago, New York State was going all over Florida and Texas running these ads about New York State. We're a new New York State. We're business friendly. Oh, really? Tell me about it. Is that why every hair salon I speak with says every single time the health inspectors come in, they always manage to find at least $3,000 worth of violations? It's a money grab. Everybody knows it. And this state is about as friendly to business as herpes are to a swingers party. 803-0930, actually it would be herpes is, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All goes back to herpes. Here's Jen on a cell phone. Jen, your take on everything we've talked about so far today.
Well, this Letitia James lawsuit, this is what drives me crazy with New York State and the whole theory behind Letitia James's administration is sue as many people as you can, big companies, and she even said it in her speech, big companies. Why is it a big company you want to sue? Because you want to settle with them and get paid money. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like holding up someone, holding them hostage, and I don't know why any big business has a headquarter in New York State, because you're going to eventually end up getting sued by New York State for something, so that they can take their additional dollars. You paying taxes at the rates you do in New York State is not enough for New York State. Their budget's upside down. They're going to be millions, if not billions, of dollars in a hole in 2 years, according to their budget projections. And how are they going to make it up? They're going to sue the companies that hire New Yorkers to work in the state, and they're going to grab their money. A couple of things that I thought of, totally agree with you on your idea of just tell them, get on the phone and say we're moving out. You can sue us all you want, we just won't be here anymore, number one. Number two, I think PepsiCo should third party in the city of Buffalo, New York State. the police department. They're not enforcing any littering violations or laws. They're not doing their own recycling programs. Buffalo had horrible recycling programs and no recycling bins for people to put stuff in. So they participate in people not being able to dispose of the product like any logical person would. And what are we going to now have on our bag of Lay's potato chips? Do not throw out in the Buffalo River. It will be bad for the river. Are we stupid? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Very, very interesting take on this situation. And Jen, I call myself an environmentalist because I do regard the Great Lakes and its tributaries as being sacrosanct. But I also like to believe I've got a little bit of common sense. And this just smacks of absolute idiocy because where do you go next? Do you then go after the major employers of Ford and GM and say, hey, vehicles produced here in Western New York, components of the vehicles you guys make are responsible for 10% of our pollution in New York State, so we're going to go after you. And then do you go after the dairy farmers? Because New York State's cows are number 3 out of 50 states in the amount of gases they produce.
I 100% agree with you, but the problem is that New York State cannot generate enough money to hold their programs and pay for their programs and justify the wages of their government workers. So what do? We're going to waste time on my taxpayer dollars are literally going to fund Letitia James going after PepsiCo, which will eventually either increase their product in New York State because they have to put all these warnings on their project products and have to create recycling programs, which, by the way, New York State, maybe your cities, towns, and villages should be doing the recycling program. Maybe you should be hiring people to go around and pick up refuse in your towns with our tax dollars. No, let's put it all on the big company for them producing stuff and penalizing them. And I'd like to know the percentages of this, too. Like, you referenced it a bit ago, and I found it very interesting. You said, okay, so what if PepsiCo produces 80% of the plastic product that's in there and only 17% of that's being found down by the Buffalo River? That means another company that might be only producing 10%, it's 5%, which is much greater percentage. So technically PepsiCo probably is doing a better job of warning and doing the recycling in the first place.
Per market share, you very well may have a point. And by my math, PepsiCo is like 17% of the problem, and unidentifiable sources are 83% of the problem, the way I read this news story at WBEN.com.
Yeah, and if they really wanted to really be worried about recycling and waste that's going into the rivers and landfills, look at your own recycling programs. You mentioned this one too. I'm very familiar with this as I've done work and negotiated contracts in this area. Look at how much out of these recycling programs that the counties, the state, the towns, the villages are hiring these companies to pick up refuse. Look at how much is actually getting recycled. And you're going to throw it back at PepsiCo? This is all at your own doorstep.
Well, one could, I think, make a very successful argument that it's a money grab. But, you know, again, if I were, but again, it depends on how woke PepsiCo wants to seem and whether they want to virtue signal and say, mea culpa, we are responsible, we are horrible, we are evil corporate America. Here's a blank check, Letitia. Fill out however much you want and we'll honor it and make good on it. See, I'd play hardball with New York State and I would say either drop this frivolous lawsuit or we're taking our 10,000 workers and we're out of here.
Yeah, I would actually play a little bit, but I agree with you. I suspect they won't do that. And she knows that. She wants to negotiate a settlement, come up with having PepsiCo pay for some recycling program that New York State wants to do, agree to help clean up all the areas and put this burden back at the back at a private industry, when that's really on the state and the towns and the villages to do. And individual responsibility. Hey, throw your freaking trash out in a freaking trash can. You're going to blame that on freaking PepsiCo? This is where our society has gone off the freaking rails.
Well, look, I was downtown the morning after a big concert they had downtown, and I've never seen so much trash in my life. And I don't remember specifics, but I do know that most of the cans were not PepsiCo products.
Yeah, they're beer products, but we can't beat up the beer products, you know?
Sure we can. It's just, we beat a, New York State will beat up anybody where they think they've got, New York State is like a street thief. It's like a street mugger. They look for the easy targets and they go for them. And you know what, if, I'm just telling you, if people talk about organized crime, and the more I look at government, the more I see great parallels between government and organized crime. The only difference is the one side supposedly wears the white hat, the other side supposedly wears the black hat, and by any other name, this is like governmental extortion.
Well, let me just say that this, people think, oh, it's PepsiCo, they got enough money, they can pay for it. A lot of people have that theory, but at the end of the day, what happens is what happens with everything. That it's going to mean that they're now going to have to put labels on stuff. You're going to have to develop recycling programs. You're going to have to do so much community outreach. If they end up being held liable or negotiating a settlement, all the other companies and smaller companies and little mom and pop shops now that are producing stuff are now going to have to follow these rules and regulations so they don't get hammered by New York State. So it's just going to increase the cost of all the products, screw the little guy that's trying to do business in New York State, and end up with PepsiCo having to pay more money and us paying more money at the grocery store for already horribly inflated products because the Democrats are wacky.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And I wish I could say the Republicans were better, but the Republicans are self-destructive and psychotic. I want nothing to do with the Republican Party. Bowerly with you. Letitia James, the state attorney general, going after PepsiCo because 17% of the single-use plastic container garbage they found along the Buffalo River and its tributaries is directly tied to PepsiCo. So what, the 83% of the other manufacturers, they get off scot-free? Is that how that's going to work? And I don't know what you have to prove when launching this kind of a lawsuit against PepsiCo, but I don't know if it's a preponderance of evidence and how you go about proving it. But look, politics is all about money. And if PepsiCo said, Kathy Hochul, we're out of New York State, you're going to keep this up, we're out of New York State, and then they had the stones to run an advertising campaign saying, hey, we have to leave New York State because this is how New York State is treating us. There's something about PR. The right kind of PR that can be of value. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Amy in Cheektowaga. Amy, welcome to the show. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for having me. I was thinking, nobody's talking about all the money that is left when you don't return a bottle. All those bottles being found, all that money New York State has. Why don't they use the money of all the extra garbage to do something about it? Why don't they do something about it? They're keeping the cash. Nobody got that 5 cents when they took it back. And just think, all the fish we have in the lake, if we just put an underground recycling center, they can just all take back the garbage. And the fish can make out.
All right. We have the idea. Well, that would certainly tip the scales. No pun intended. Look, I mean, as far as like who bears, I guess the ultimate question here is who bears responsibility for leaving the trash? Is it PepsiCo or is it the slobs who leave
absurd.
The trash?
It's absurd to think that the company is responsible. That's just unheard of. I can't even believe she would bring such a lawsuit, especially with a small percentage like it is. I mean, it just looks asinine.
To me, this, if I were a judge, I would say this is frivolous. I would make New York State pay the court costs.
Yeah, well, guess what? With all that extra 5 cents, they can do that. Nobody thought about that, did they?
Well, it's also the packaging of things like presumably Frito-Lay and Quaker Oats, because you know, everybody goes down to the river and has Quaker Oats.
Yeah. Well, put some more garbage cans. Put some recycling cans out there. That's an idea. And how about, this is a good idea. How about with all the community service that they give people for punishment, why don't they make them go down there and clean that up?
Well, you see them along the side of the thruway and various highways in Western New York. You'll see the inmate buses, and those inmates are out working hard. And, you know, there are inmates and there are inmates. And some inmates deserve to be outside getting some fresh air.
Yeah, take them to the water, though. They're not going to get away on that side.
No, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, the inmates, let's face it. I mean, obviously they've done something wrong against society. And one of the ways they atone for their sins against criminal law is by, being allowed time outside the bars to pick up trash, which, by the way, often includes bottles filled with urine. You don't want that job.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, I'd be more worried about the way the waterfront looks as opposed to the highway. Who's observing the highway as much as we're observing the water? The water would be more important environmentally.
Environmentally, yes. But you know, I think everything plays a role. And litter is ugly. Pollution is ugly. And ultimately, who is the source of pollution? We are the source of pollution. Every time we throw a bottle out the window, a chip bag out the window, a container of chips out the window,
we are part of
the problem. No, I don't either. No, I wait till
I
get to
the side. I feel bad if a French fry goes out the window, and that's edible. You know, the bird can eat that. But, I mean, I feel bad about that. I'll keep the garbage in the car. I don't understand. In fact, when I'm with somebody who litters, I'm like, why would you do that? Don't do that. I'll throw it out for you. I mean, how bad is it to throw it out?
That was a dating deal breaker. Anybody who would litter, ciao, see you later. We're done.
I know. You care that little about your environment that you don't care about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And is that all?
I guess so.
All right. Thank you, my dear. I appreciate the call. We will continue this and get into some other things on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. So Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, going after PepsiCo because they've traced 17% of the Buffalo River plastic single-use containers to PepsiCo. So PepsiCo is the demon of the day in New York State. And like I said, if I was PepsiCo's CEO, I'd be on the phone to Kathy Hochul saying, you want to lose 10,000 jobs? You either drop this or we're out of here. Play hardball with these people. I think that's the only thing they understand on News Radio 930 WBEN. Could listen to side two of Abbey Road just over and over. Well, I already have done that. Anyway, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello, loves. It's 4:39. The State Attorney General, Letitia James, was in Buffalo today. And look out, PepsiCo, because New York State is a-coming after you. We have a couple of audio clips here of the Attorney General, Letitia James. Let him rip, Tanner Saunders.
All along Buffalo River, plastic bottles and snack bags and wrappers, they float on the river and gather at the banks. And what really should be a pristine waterfront and source of drinking water is unfortunately instead polluted with plastic waste and trash. And people shouldn't have to worry about microplastics in their water, garbage in their communities, and a lower quality of life, all because of rampant trash and plastic garbage throughout the Buffalo River.
And whose fault is that, Letitia James? Because I maintain it is the fault of the people who leave it there. Not the fault of the people who make this stuff, but the fault of the people who litter. I know individual accountability may not be real big with Letitia James, but it's kind of a big deal with me. Oh, but there's more from the state's illustrious Attorney General.
We must hold companies that are harming our environment and our residents accountable. This truly is a historic step in holding large companies accountable, but it's one that we must take.
Yeah, that is the State Attorney General, Letitia James. So is PepsiCo responsible. And by the way, I mean, the interesting statistic on this is something like 17%, only 17% of the identifiable plastic, single-use plastic, has been traced to PepsiCo, which means 83% has been an unsolved mystery. They don't know from where it came. So they're holding PepsiCo, basically they're holding PepsiCo accountable because 17% has allegedly been traced to PepsiCo products. And I don't know what PepsiCo is going to do. I don't know if they're going to play the virtue signaling woke game, which is my suspicion of what they're going to do, or whether they're going to play hardball. And look, there was a time in New York State, like, you remember when the steel mills were shutting down? Like, every single Thursday, practically, I remember starting out in this business saying, well, another 4,000 jobs are lost at this steel plant. Another 5,000 jobs are lost at this steel plant. Oh, my goodness, 20,000 jobs are now lost. And we went through economic hell in this area in the 1980s. So if I were in charge of PepsiCo, I would be on the phone to the governor of New York State saying, here's your chance. Here's your choice. Going to give you a choice. You can either drop this nonsense, or we're just going to move our headquarters out of New York State and into a more business-friendly state. And by the way, Governor Hochul and Letitia James, PepsiCo employs 10,000 people in New York State. Good luck replacing those jobs. Good luck replacing those payroll taxes. That's what I'd do if I were Pepsi. I would play hardball because, frankly, the government of New York State is like the Soviet. They only understand force. And the force that a business can apply, especially one as big as PepsiCo, which employs 10,000 people in New York State, they can cut a lot of ice if they want to. And how would you like to be Governor Hochul or Letitia James saying, well, you know what? We took PepsiCo to court because 17% of the plastic around the Buffalo River and its tributaries, that was traced to PepsiCo. So they called us and they told us that we're losing 10,000 jobs to Florida or Texas or some other state which is offering a more business-friendly environment. You think that's going to look good? It absolutely isn't going to look good. And I hope the public relations people and the legal people at Pepsi understand that they do have some leverage in this situation. The leverage is 10,000 jobs. Considering the last time New York State ran ads in states with lower taxes saying, come to New York State, we're a business-friendly state. What do they generate? Three jobs out of the whole ad campaign? Because oddly enough, people didn't believe that New York State had suddenly had a revelation from Jesus and had decided, you know what, we're business friendly now. No, they knew it was a bunch of horse hockey. They knew it. And another aspect of that was the businesses that were being induced to come to New York State were given tax advantages that businesses that were already here had really needed. And the businesses, some of the businesses that were already here went out of business because they couldn't afford to do this in New York State, as New York State is worrying about luring three jobs to the Empire State. I mean, you ever get the idea that the people running this state are absolute lunatics? Because I've often had that thought. But there's, again, you know, again, trying to keep politics out of this, this is what people vote for. This is what people want. And you can call me a defeatist. Go ahead. Who was right 20 years ago when he said this state isn't going to change? It's only going to get worse. That would be me. That's what I said. And people said, oh, you're a defeatist. Why don't you just move out of here, too? You're a defeatist. You've got nothing to offer. You've got nothing positive to offer. Well, how can you what am I supposed to do? Make up fairy tales for you and tell you that the tooth fairy is going to come in the middle of the night and deposit 20,000 jobs in Western New York? I'm sorry. I don't play that game. And I'm never going to play that game. I'm never going to tell you what you want to hear because that's what you want to hear. It's the same reason I said last year before the Bills-Bengals game, I didn't see the Bills winning. Oh, my goodness, did I catch hell for that? And I've often remarked, I found it funny in a way that right after the Blizzard of 22, I was hailed as a hero. Oh, you were on the air how many hours talking to people, getting people through the storm, but predict the Bills would lose a playoff game, and suddenly I became Judas with 30 pieces of silver. 803-0930, what would you do in this situation if you were a Pepsi? And I got another question for you. Where do you notice the litter the worst in Western New York? Where is it the worst? Kind of a weird question, I know, but you're driving right now, and maybe there's a stretch of road where you always say, wow, people here are absolute pigs. And it's a shame that when you get off, when you're on the 33 and you get off at Harlem, and you're heading toward the city, you get off at Harlem, and they've got a sign on the side of the road. It basically says, please don't litter. It's a shame that people have to be reminded to not act like pigs. Actually, I've never seen a pig litter. I've seen pigs do natural functions. I've never seen them litter arbitrarily and capriciously. I've only seen pigs do what pigs need to do when they need to do it. Here is... makes you want bacon right now, doesn't it? Here's Brian on a cell phone on WBEN. Brian, you are on. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
I've seen pig on a lipstick before.
You mean lipstick on a pig?
Yes. The most I see trash is the mainline part of the thruway, to answer that question.
When you say the main line, the main line where? Like near where?
Like what Alan and Harris is always talking about, between the two old exits where you dropped your tickets. The busiest part between Williamsville and Blaisdell or Lackawanna.
Because I notice it more along the 33. But again, when I'm driving.
The higher volume, the areas, yes. Where people slow down and are in gridlock.
I know this might sound archaic and somewhat anachronistic, but when I'm driving, I actually keep my eyes on the road, so I'm not usually checking out the trash. Only on those rare occasions when I'm a passenger do I check out the trash, but please continue.
Yeah. So the whole lawsuit that Letitia James is bringing about, I think somebody like yourself and myself that views politics differently to them people. Look at it at a, I think you got to look at it, step back and look at a more sinister, ulterior motive to somebody that's so far left of center like Letitia James. Say a judge allows this suit to go forward. Say a jury or the judge, however it's tried, finds Pepsi guilty, responsible. They got to shell out hundreds of millions of dollars in environmental damage and community damage, people's health damage. I think that would set a huge precedent. And if something so off the wall like that could happen, what do you think these lefty attorney generals will go after next? What are they always complaining about?
Well, why wouldn't they go after Ford? Why wouldn't they go after Chevy? Two major local employees, GM and Ford, and dairy farmers, because as I've said repeatedly today, New York State's cows are number 3 out of 50 states in the amount of gas they produce.
They want to cull cows. I mean, look at Bill Gates doesn't want anybody eating meat. You could talk about that kind of stuff forever. I think
he needs a steak. I've never seen a man desperately in need of a steak like Bill Gates.
I think the more sinister part of it is to set precedent on something. If they can sue a corporation over people littering, not even the companies, I think it would set precedent for all these democratic socialists to go after the number one that they want to go after, and that's gun manufacturers.
Well, they're already doing that. I mean, that's old news.
Yes, but I think with the law that Congress has, the PLACC or PLTAA or whatever it is, it can't be so frivolous. If something like this passes, I think they would have more leeway, and that's not a good situation. So I just was stating, I think it's more of a sinister plan that if they can set some kind of precedent over such a frivolous lawsuit of holding PepsiCo, that has 10,000 jobs in New York State, 17% of their products end up in waterways, is pretty frivolous. If any judge actually allows this, who's to say that they don't try more? As far as
they already are. I mean, the city of Buffalo has filed a lawsuit against gun makers, accusing gun makers of fueling violence. Attorney General James has already sued gun accessory manufacturers. I mean, every single day there is a lawsuit, it seems, against gun makers or accessory manufacturers or whatever. And it's going to be disarmament by civil lawsuit.
Yes, and basically, I think that's the sinister plan with all of them. And the more that they can squeeze out of other kind of lawsuits by coming up with something off the wall like this, I think it will be easier for them to do such a thing.
So what would you do if you were Pepsi? What would you do? I know what I would do. What would you do?
Oh, I 100% agree with you. They have leverage big time. The revenue they create, the jobs that they create, that would be a huge loss. A huge loss. Their headquarters is in Purchase, New York, which is downstate kind of by Binghamton. But they have warehouses all over to distribute in every single county in this state.
Not only would I pull out of Kathy Hochul's New York State, but I would run ads. I'd set aside several million dollars to run ads saying, New York State, it was a great run, but unfortunately, your government is chasing us and our business out of your state. We have offered full jobs to all of our 10,000 employees at our new location in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, 100%. And then have those 10,000 people that lose jobs here in New York, tell them to go to Albany and knock on her door and ask her why I don't have a job.
Well,
explain it to them.
There's something to be said for leverage, and to my way of thinking, 10,000 jobs is a significant amount of leverage. The question is, does Pepsi have the balls to use it?
Right. How woke are they? Are they going to go along with this and settle, or are they going to fight it?
That remains to be seen. If I was a betting man, I'd say they're going to go woke. If I was a betting man.
Yeah, yeah. The devil's in the details, but unfortunately, I think you're right.
Well, I'm pretty sure the devil has possessed everybody in New York State government, but that's just me. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. We'll continue with this on News Radio 930 WBEN. I have a lot of other things, too, that I wanted to get into, but you guys seem to be big on this, and I think I'll introduce another topic as well in the next hour, if that's okay with you. It's one that I've been dying to do. It's one that I've been threatening to do. So don't go anywhere.